All right, it is 1:30, so we will open up some notices. Hereby given, the Commissioner Court of Orange County, Texas will hold a workshop session on Tuesday, August the 11th, 2026 at 1:30 p.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom at the Orange County Administration Building, 123 South 6th Street, Orange, Texas. Item number one is discussion of possible action concerning the collective bargaining agreement with the Orange County Sheriff's Office Employee Association. So I'm gonna open this up and first say, for number one, thanks to everybody for coming out. I know there's a lot of people that are interested in this and should be. But with that being said, it has come to our attention as we have been moving forward through this that we cannot negotiate in this form with the group as it is standard today due to state law that is in place that actually dictates what the governing board of the association should be and could be. So we cannot negotiate further at this point, and if there's any questions forward to that, I will let Ms. Grimion answer that because she has all the legal backing, standing, and all the different stuff. But there is a state statute that says that what the organization or the association must be made of for us to be able to negotiate with that. So with that being said, I'll let that go to Ms. Grimion, or any other questions that might be asked would be answered by her at this point.
I wasn't planning to make a statement. If anybody has any questions, I've already discussed this with the head of the negotiating team before we ever got into this, that we were monitoring the situation of Chapter 174 and what constitutes a properly comprised association, specifically being sworn officers. As we've gone through this, and what I told them in the beginning is that we were monitoring the situation in Jefferson County, which has ruled that unsworn officers cannot be members of the association. We continue to monitor it. I continue to research. We have now reached the conclusion. I don't think there is any other conclusion that the county remains open to negotiating with a properly comprised association that meets the statutory definition, but is limited by that definition. So I'm happy to answer any questions, but again, everybody was aware of this going in. We've reached the point where we cannot go any further without being in violation of Chapter 174.
What changed between our first meeting and this meeting? Obviously everybody's waiting on the Court of Appeals to make a decision.
Additional research on my part.
Okay.
And we were hoping, and this is, you weren't part of the conversation that we had in my office when I met with the gentleman negotiating. We were hoping that we could get a simple extension without active negotiating so that we could allow it to play out in Jefferson County. That is not going to be an option at this point. So
the county's refusing to negotiate based on an opinion that hasn't been issued by the Court of Appeals.
The county remains willing to negotiate with a properly comprised association. We have reached the conclusion that the association, as it is currently put together, does not meet the definition.
And it is a state law that we have.
No, it's the state. The state law is exactly the same as it was. How long have y'all had bargaining? 40 years or however. I mean, the state statute's exactly the same as it was when I inherited this contract from the Paper Workers of America back in, I guess, the late 90s or whenever that was. So nothing has changed in the law. There's been some people change their position, and that's in front of the Court of Appeals, and we may know something in a year or two or three or however, the Court of Appeals moves at the speed of smell. But the law today is exactly the same as the law for the last 30 contracts that we've negotiated with Orange County. But if Orange County's saying we're refusing to negotiate, then we'll proceed under the contract with the remedies that are available.
I disagree with the wording that they're refusing to negotiate. They are absolutely willing to negotiate with a properly comprised association. The position that we're taking is that the current association does not meet the statutory definition.
Well, I understand the position you're taking. I'm saying
you and I can talk about it. I'm not going to argue this. It's going to come down to a legal ruling.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that the contract that the county has signed with the association, a law that governed who the bargaining unit was, is exactly the same today as it was on the very first contract and every contract up until, including the one that we're operating under now.
100%, just as it was in Jefferson County, and it was not realized at that point.
Okay, well, we'll proceed with the remedies available under the contract for you refusing to negotiate. I mean, it is what it is.
I will say that in lieu of whatever the contract situation is, that what my moving forward with my budget and how I'm going to move forward, the offer that I'm going to have budgetarily for raises for all other county employees will also extend to everyone within the Sheriff's Department, because y'all are all county employees, so y'all will be treated just the same, regardless of what the contract situation says.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's a Me Too provision of the current contract.
Well, that's what I said. Regardless, I don't know the status of that one. Okay. That's still up to the courts to decide. Like I said, this is a state issue, and it's, you know, it will be at some point decided by a state court and not us. I just know that we cannot move forward without being in violation of that. Now that we are knowingly in violation of it, we can't do it. So
y'all are entitled to your position. Okay. Well, I guess we're done.
All right. No other questions, no other thought. Okay. All right. If not, then we will close this meeting at 1:36.